Sunday, January 10th. President's still at San Clemente. I'm still at Palm Springs. He was very pleased with the first efforts of Ray Price's new writer, who had taken a stab at the Nebraska speech. He wants to keep pushing Ray to get a couple more like him. They discussed the RNC. Mitchell's plans are set. And presidents approve them. He wants to set up a women's organization outside the Republican thing, as well as Pat Hitt as women's chairman at the committee. He wants to be sure we go through the committee and knock out all of the special type personnel, the Jewish, ethnics, and so on. Then reorganize and put the responsibility for these on someone else. The ethnics, he feels, must be organized outside the committee. Also youth under some sort of non-partisan league. He's concerned about settling the Finch problem and giving Bob a real franchise, because he can do a lot in the area of inspiration and expanding our reach. Mitchell can organize but can't expand. He felt we should put off the Mitchell talk, which he was pushing to have John come out here and do this week till after the State of the Union now, and then go down to Florida or up to Camp David and have a good long talk. He wants to keep everything loose until then, but get a plan fully developed so that it can be reviewed with him, and then he can forget about the whole political structure. He asked again about any further thoughts on the PR thing. He's especially concerned with who's going to head it up and how we organize. He feels that Klein should move on the one-man band project city by city to work on all the major papers and television separate from White House operations. And this will create an even further void, which Ziegler and Klein don't fill. Klein a little more than Ron. But his point is that Ron's got to stick to hard news. Someone else has got to handle the color. You can't give it out in a briefing. We can use Ron like one of the other players, but we can't use him to orchestrate the whole thing. He was concerned, for instance, that Ron didn't see the value of the Catalina trip because the reporters weren't interested in it. He also was pretty upset with the way Ron had handled the birthday picture, because he had told him he was going to have a pool of 6 press people, and then he had the whole press corps out there with a line drawn that they couldn't cross, which was written up in the story. He wants to be sure we get... He had some reaction to some of the columns that appeared in the Sunday papers, and wants some reaction taken care of on those. Feels we need to do much more in getting our line out. Read what the president does, not what the staff does. He was very pleased with the David Lawrence piece on the news conference, which he felt went right to the heart of the effectiveness of it, that it had a dramatic effect, shaken the intellectuals, and that we can build now from there. He did some checking on what we were doing to promote the polls, and wanted to be sure that was moving ahead rapidly. He talked to Mitchell and got plans worked out generally with him, then called me later in the day. He's now agreed that maybe the TV coverage of the beach walk was pretty good. He feels we should put a freeze on the LA Times and start playing to the Examiner and the Copley papers and the California Television in the same fashion as our strategy with the New York Times. He then apparently got into a flap late in the day with the problem of the drones staying on. They had come for the birthday dinner last night, spent the night, and are still there late tonight. As a result of this, the president has concluded that we have to go back to Washington tomorrow morning and has apparently issued orders to that effect to Rose. I'd been out to a movie and got this word when I got back. We'll try to put it back together in the morning, but as of now, it looks as if the trip is pretty well ended. It's really too bad, because it doesn't seem to be any way to give him the freedom even of his own house. End of January 10th.